Hello, I'm Alison Moyer. I've sung in bands since I was about 15, but the event that changed my life was when I was 20 and sleeping on the floor of a friend's flat and had no money and had no band and was looking for more musicians to get together with, when I had a phone call from Vince Clarke. And Vince Clarke's someone I knew when I was at 11, and he and I were at the same council-run music school. And he obviously was in the band Depeche Mode. The Depeche Mode boys were in my class at school, other than Vince. And he was looking for someone to sing his demo, Only You. He'd split up with Depeche Mode and it was a bit raw there and he wanted to prove himself. I don't think he was in any mood to start a new band. He just had this song and he wanted it singing. Now, I never wanted to be a pop singer. I had no aspirations to do it. I didn't listen to the music charts. But when this request came into me, I thought, fantastic, I don't even have a cassette player. I'll have some method by which to illustrate my singing. It was a demo, you know. So I went round to his flat on my motorbike, I remember, and he played me this song on guitar, and he had a little four-track studio. And at that time, I had a fantastic musical memory. So I learned it very, very quickly and sang it in the way that I sang at the time, and then thought nothing of it. I thought he'd give me a copy of it. And about a week later, he said he played it to the record company and they loved it and they wanted to release it as a single. And so we went in to record it. That was my first real experience of a proper recording studio. And I remember my vibrato being very, very fast due to nerves. And I remember singing very loudly because I hadn't been used to monitors. I'd only ever played with really bad PAs and so was used to having to really, really project. So it took me some time to kind of get my head around that system. But anyway, I sang this song and then he came back to me and said that the record company loved it and wanted to release it. And did we fancy making an album together? And on the basis of that, Vince asked me what songs I had. He brought out a few and we made a record together. And that was very life-changing.